Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. 2 years ago, I regaled you folks with an overview of my trip to my wife's native land of Hong Kong. At the time, I promised more details about our various adventures and side trips. Certainly, there are myriad delightful moments of the experience I could impress upon you, but today, my musing underscores the most loathsome portion of the trip, the Trans-Pacific flight. Mind you, I'm not even including the first leg of our journey from Atlanta to San Francisco, a mere 4 hours. That is child's play compared to the more than 14 hours we spent in the air flying directly from California to Hong Kong. My empathy for the flight staff on ocean-length travel could be more accurately described as reverence now. How some people endure that amount of time in the air on any kind of a regular basis leaves me astonished. On top of that, having to handle a plane full of surly passengers with their distinct demands? Unthinkable. Those of you armed with this experience in your life arsenal know the purgatory of which I speak. If you have not been indoctrinated, let me offer some perspective. 14 hours and some change is the equivalent of watching 7 movies back to back. It is like binge-watching a 14-episode season of a one-hour program in one sitting, or 28 Seinfeld episodes. You could enjoy about 4 college football games in that span of time. It's 2 straight days of work without lunch hours. It's 14 hours. It is almost inhumane. Now, imagine being informed upon takeoff that the electronics on your section of seats is malfunctioning, and for the duration of the 14 hours, you and your fellow passengers in these 2 rows will be without use of the TV screens or earbuds or any programming being offered to all the other passengers on the aircraft. Put another way, you have 0 entertainment, unless you brought it yourself for the next 14 and a half hours. Now remember all the previous examples I provided of movie watching and TV viewing and binge watching and sports spectating, and subtract every last trace of content from those 14 hours. Hi, my name is Emptiness, and I will be your companion for the day. Blessedly, I had included a crossword puzzle magazine in our items that we brought onto the plane, thinking I might work a couple during the flight. I had no idea this was essentially my canteen in a diversion desert. Of course, I had no overhead light, also not working, to read by, so I had to crack the window for sunlight. The stewardess actually stopped to ask me to close the window so that people could sleep. I reminded her of our plight with an involuntary edge in my voice that sent her down the aisle to passengers with actual amenities. I absolutely recommend Hong Kong as a destination for anyone. It is a sight to behold with its scenic harbor, signature skyscrapers, lush landscape, and most of all, a hospitable host of captivating people. Just make sure you bring the best crossword puzzle book money can buy. It could be your lifeline. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.